Britain, America's main ally in the war against Iraq, is reaching out to other countries by promoting a United Nations role in post-war Iraq. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw laid out his vision today. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports from Washington, U.S. officials remain deeply divided over the issue of U.N. involvement and other crucial questions of post-war planning.
The way Jack Straw sees it, the United Nations should take the lead in humanitarian matters in Iraq and have a central role in attracting aid donors. And he made clear the UN should endorse a post-conflict administration.
And I very much hope that following the removal of Saddam Hussein's regime, the UN will have a leading role in organizing a conference to bring together representatives from all sections of Iraq society. The objective of such a conference would be to place the responsibility for decisions about Iraq's political and economic future firmly in the hands of Iraq's own people.
Though Straw has spelled out some ideas for a UN role, the Bush administration has been far more evasive. One reason is that the UN role and the future shape of a civilian administration for Iraq are still hotly debated issues that have brought to the surface a long simmering dispute between some Pentagon officials and some in the State Department. President Bush put the Pentagon and a former general, Jay Garner, in charge of running post-war Iraq. One State Department official said today that some of his colleagues feel out of the loop and are worried that if the reconstruction plan is exclusively American, it will not win widespread support. Another concern is the makeup of Garner's team. The State Department official, speaking privately, said that the White House is supposed to select team members, but some decisions are being made in, quote, dark rooms in the Pentagon. John Alterman left the State Department last fall to join the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says it's clear the Defense Department has the ball when it comes to Iraq.
Whether the Defense Department is going to maintain the leadership on this issue is, I think, unclear, especially given the fact that so many of the civilians in the American Defense Department have misjudged what Iraqi civilians would do immediately after American troops started attacking.
Some suggested Iraqis would welcome U.S. troops with flowers.
If they continued to be proven wrong, then I would think that people in the U.S. government would say that maybe they don't have as good a grip on how Iraqis will behave, what we should do. And to get that, we should turn to others, perhaps the State Department.
Alterman says this is the way the Bush administration has worked. The president, he says, doesn't like to have decisions handed to him, but wants to hear out the arguments from the Pentagon and the State Department. A longtime diplomat and now director of the Baker Institute at Rice University, Edward Djerrigian, said he's never seen such public disputes over foreign policy, and he's served under 8 U.S. presidents.
This is the most public exercise of differences that I've seen. People are bringing their agendas out into the public forum in order to influence the internal debate. I don't think that's a healthy approach.
Asked about the internal disputes over post-war planning for Iraq, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said today these are just routine interagency discussions. And he said there's no decision yet as to how the Pentagon's post-war reconstruction team will coordinate with the United Nations. It's a topic Secretary of State Colin Powell will try to tackle when he meets European officials in Brussels this week. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.